Hi, I'm Lucas Mack, and welcome to another episode of The Vulnerable Hero, where I define vulnerability as the courage to experience love in its purest form. Today, I want to talk about not comparing your life story with another's life story. Do not compare your life story with someone else's life story. The reason is your trauma is uniquely equal to your freedom. Your trauma is uniquely equal to your freedom. Not my freedom, not someone else's freedom, but your freedom. So, when we start to compare our journey, our story, our life experience with another's life experience, what happens is, if we meet someone with a more severe life story, we say, well, what I went through wasn't that bad. And then what do? We continue to stuff it down deep and continue forth as if by doing that, it will create magically some different result than it's always created, which leads us to the point we are currently in. The only way we can truly experience freedom is when we bring forth our trauma and look at it, acknowledge it, no longer hide from it. In our mind, turn around and face it head on. Look in its eyes. Speak what you need to speak. Say what you need to say. I was talking to someone today about time and the regret that this individual had about not being able to speak to his deceased father before he passed away as an adult. And I said, time is quantum, meaning is there any difference about going back into our mind and speaking to the adult that he was before he passed as you, an adult now? Is it any different than when we were young, dreaming about we knew we were meant for more now? I mean, we can think forwards and backwards and still stay in the present. And are they any different? Why would a dream be any more valid than going back and speaking? The reason is why we want to hang on to dreams as something to aspire to is because we feel that it can get us out of our current circumstance. However, the only way to achieve the dream or achieve what we know deep down we're meant to do is to go back and face our greatest fears and our greatest traumas. However, when we compare our trauma, when we compare our life story with another, something creeps in along with comparison, and that's shame. Shame tells us what you and I went through wasn't that bad. I mean, it wasn't that bad. When you hear someone who has gone through something more traumatic, quote unquote, than what you've gone through, it wasn't that bad what I went through. Shame is our greatest enemy, or should I say, shame is freedom's greatest enemy. Shame is freedom's greatest enemy. It is the antithesis. It is the antagonist. It is the archetype character in the story to keep the hero from its ultimate destination. What shame do you carry in your life that is keeping you from your ultimate destination? What shame are you carrying? What is shame saying to you right now? Right now, listening to this podcast, what's shame telling you? Be quiet. Oh, I shouldn't ever say. Don't say it. Keep quiet. Keep quiet take it to the grave. This is one of the things I wanted to say. Whatever secret you are planning on taking to the grave, you are actually burying your dreams. Whatever secrets you're willing to take to the grave, you are actually burying your dreams. Because if you are unable to let go, be vulnerable, speak forth, and simply be and exist in your own vulnerability and power and authenticity and humility, then the person that you deep down desire, know you should be, that know you can be, know you would be, someday will never come to fruition, because freedom cannot exist where shame exists. Freedom, which wants to deliver you, make you able to breathe and live with intention and power and authority and clarity, freedom is your friend. It cannot, nor will it, exist where shame exists. Listen, my friends, these words that I'm saying, maybe you have to go back and replay it, but I want it to sink in. You are worth your freedom. Whoever you are listening to this, you are worth your freedom. You are worth your freedom, and your trauma, your own unique story, is equal to your freedom. Meaning, when you face it, when you confront it, when you actually put words out loud, audibly, to what happened to you, then your freedom is on the other side of that. You don't have to be beat. You don't have to be sexually abused or molested. You don't have to be hurt or scared. What you could have been was abandoned, rejected, left by yourself, left to fill the space of a mother or a father, or made to be in place of a husband or a wife as a child. Whatever you have gone through, maybe you were a sensitive person who just simply did not get love the way you needed to get loved. Does that mean your trauma is any less valid than the next person's trauma? Absolutely not, because your trauma is equal to your freedom. Not my freedom, your freedom. And something within society tells us to stay silent. Don't rock the boat. Don't speak forth. Those are family secrets. Those are secret secrets. Those are the secrets of secrets of secrets of secrets. And a vulnerable hero says, enough. I will be free. I choose love over fear. I choose hope over despair. I choose freedom over shame. I choose vulnerability over the mask, over the facade, over the veneer. Vulnerability equals being courageous. Courageous equals acknowledging fear and still facing it, still doing that which would normally hold you back in the face of fear. Vulnerability equals courageous. Courageousness, courage. Courage equals the acknowledgement of fear and yet still doing that which you deep down desire to do, so that you, my dear friend, my brother, and my sister, can receive love. Love, love, love. Do you know the very first world broadcast ever on planet Earth, the very first world broadcast that was live, If you think of how you could orchestrate the narrative of humanity on Earth, and you say, one day when we have a live broadcast, a live global broadcast where the entire world tunes in, the message should be, and then you put forth what you think it would be. Let me tell you what actually happened. The very first live global broadcast, and let me look up the date. Let me look this date up. The first live broadcast. The Beatles. The first live international satellite television production, which was broadcasted on June 25th, 1967. The very first live international satellite television broadcast global, was the Beatles. And instead of playing a song from their current album, they launched a new song to the world, which was All You Need Is Love. Love, love, love. Love, love, love. The very first global message to planet Earth from humanity to humanity was All We Need Is Love. And love doesn't take, love gives. Love gives. The universe is in a state of love. It is created in love to give. To give to you. To give to you the night so that you can enjoy and appreciate the day. To give to you the pain so you can understand healing. To give to you fear so you can understand love. To give to you these things so that you can take it and live with vulnerability and receive the goodness that love brings. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love doesn't boast. Love is humble. Humility. Good old-fashioned humility, as I heard it said. That's what we need. And so with your trauma being equal to your freedom and shame telling you to be quiet and you keeping secrets that you plan on taking to the grave, but you're only burying your dreams now, and wondering why you're not living the life that you truly want to live and know you are destined for, made for, purpose for, something deep. The legacy that you want to leave is just not yet right. There's something wrong and you're frustrated and you can't outdrink it or do drugs enough or stuff media enough or sports enough or play video games enough or watch reality television enough. You cannot stuff that nonsense. Something is just not right and you want to be free. You want to feel the stillness? The stillness. The peace? Then you get to face. Look at it, face it, and speak to it. I desire your freedom for your benefit. There's so many takers in this world, taking, 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 taking. But the givers, people that truly love people, that want to see the best for them for their own sake, not for the giver's sake. I want to see your freedom take place. And as politics and the news and media is spewing forth, literally spewing forth confusion, spewing forth fear, spewing forth hatred, spewing forth anything other than love, you, my friend, being a vulnerable hero, can stand in the face of it in your stillness. Look at it all and know all this means is there's an absence of love. All this means is there's an absence of love. Benjamin Franklin, who coined the term Great Awakening because he was best friends with George Whitefield, and George Whitefield was a preacher of the Methodist movement who came to the colonies, and Benjamin Franklin published all George Whitefield's pamphlets here in the colonies, who coined the term Great Awakening, said after he spent time with George Whitefield, Benjamin Franklin said, "Instead of cursing the darkness, light a candle." Instead of cursing the darkness, light a candle. And like that, instead of cursing the fear, increase love. Instead of cursing the fear, increase love. When we see things that create fear and propagate fear and propagate confusion and propagate all these things that just spin and cycle and warp our minds and seem to keep us inebriated from our sobriety of power, we know there's an absence of love. And as a vulnerable hero, you get to stand in that space, in that place, in the power, majesty, beauty of being a loving, kind, powerful leader in your world, in your sphere of influence, in your friend group, in your home group, in your life group, in your work group, wherever you go, wherever there's an individual, you get to simply be, stay, and love those around you. Being a vulnerable hero is fun. It's fun. You get to experience all that there is for you because you're in power to look at things as they come, look at it, say, does this serve me or does it not serve me? If it doesn't serve you, you get to discard it. If it doesn't serve your benefit, if it doesn't create love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentle, faith, temperance, meekness in your life, it doesn't even matter how well-intentioned someone may be. If someone's word does not bring you more love, more joy, more peace, more goodness, more faith, more temperance or meekness. Now, these are words that, okay, let me define some of these words. Temperance. Temperance is like glass. If you've ever gone to a lake early in the morning, or sometimes I've even seen, a lake. This is a good example. A lake where no one's out yet and the lake is just smooth as glass. It's temperate. Temperance, even keeled. It's not up or down, high or low. There's not going to be waves thrashing upon. You're not caught off guard. It's temperate. You can approach a temperate person. And then meekness. Meekness is literally the opposite of weakness. Meekness is literally the opposite of weakness. Meekness is, you take the W for weakness and you invert it for meekness, even though M-E-E and W-E-A, I got it. But weakness and meekness are opposites. Meekness is not timidity. Meekness is strength under control. So, if someone says something to you and they don't bring more love or joy or peace or long-suffering or faith or temperance or meekness or all these things, then guess what? You get to look at it and say, does this serve me? No, it doesn't serve me. You get to discard it because you're worth your freedom. And your freedom and then others' freedoms are the ultimate purpose of why we are here. Hurt people only hurt people. A hurt person can only operate out of that which he or her is, which is hurt. Therefore, they hurt others. And a healthy person heals others. A hurt person cannot heal others, just like a healthy person cannot hurt others. And it is our job, my personal mission on this planet, is to see the hurting get healed and the healed go out and heal another. That is my personal mission statement. You get to find yours. And my desire is for you to find more healing, more healing, more healing, more healing, more healing, so that you can help others find more healing and more healing and more healing and more healing. And I use the word healing for a synonym of freedom. So you find your healing, you find your freedom. You find your freedom, you find your joy. You find your joy, you find your peace. You find your peace, you find all these good attributes that we so desire. I mean, would you want more joy in your life or less joy? More love or less love? More peace or less peace? More goodness or less goodness? Of course we want more. The sane human, the honest human would say, I want more. I want to experience these in myself and I want to experience them in my environment. Thus, being a vulnerable hero is about being vulnerable, being able to receive, drop our walls, our masks, simply be and receive the love that is available for us, and to be heroic in that we go out and help liberate other souls. I've said this before, I'll say it again. The world does not need more macho men. The world needs more courageous liberators of souls. To stand in the power of vulnerability, to look fear in the eye, to look shame in the eye and say no, no more. Love brings forth truth, resulting in our personal freedom. Love brings forth truth, resulting in our personal freedom. Love brings forth truth, resulting in our personal freedom. No love, no truth. No truth, no freedom. No love, no truth. No truth, no freedom. Have freedom, found truth. Found truth because you found love. When I was, I'll just share something personal. Not too personal. I mean, not that I wouldn't share it personal, but the story I'm about to share with you is not like too deep, but after I attempted suicide at age 20, I searched everything, literally consumed and consumed. I wanted to know the truth. I would crawl bloody knuckled over a broken field of glass just to know what was true. Therefore, I consumed all religions, all texts, all philosophies, all political perspective. I mean, literally consumed. And I was looking for the great equation. I thought there must be an equation to our existence. And I would talk to my friends about this. I would talk to my rabbi friend. I would say, do you think that there's an equation? Because the Hebrew is so mathematical and there's such a cadence and a rhythm to it. I thought, well, maybe he would say, yeah, there's actually an equation. If you do this, this, and this, this is the pinnacle of existence. And he said, I don't think there is. And I thought, I think there is. I had this gnawing sense that I think there is. Now, whether this equation applies to all or it's what I was looking for, I was searching for some equation. Like, what is there's different variables that will create an output, and that output will always be consistent with the variables. So if you change the variables, you will change the output. What is the variables? What are the variables? And I figured it out for myself. And it's this: where love is present, truth will come forth, resulting in our personal freedom. That's the equation. The output is freedom. The variables are love and truth. That's the equation. I finally figured it out. I'm happy I get to share this with you. I literally never said these words out loud, that I figured out some equation that I was seeking, but I did, and I feel really good about it. Love. Where love is present, truth will come forth, resulting in our personal freedom. I believe that is the equation of our existence on earth. It's certainly the equation for the vulnerable hero. It's certainly the equation for every soul craving its own liberty. And therefore, I will continually share that. And that's why I also am redefining the word vulnerability to mean the courage to experience love in its purest form, because one must be vulnerable to experience love, love to bring forth truth, truth to bring forth our freedom. The end result is our freedom. The end result is liberty, liberty of the mind, liberty of the heart, liberty of the soul, liberty of the body. So, man, I'm feeling fired up. I love you guys. Whoever you are listening to this, I love you. I don't want anything from you. Not asking you to buy anything. There's nothing other than me here with you now. And if you're hurting, you want to reach out, do so. Go through my website. Reach out. If you're healed and you're looking for an avenue to help heal others, share this podcast if you want. We get to be the space of healing and clarity. Clarity. Crystal clear. Crystal clear clarity. So that we can help others see. So my friends, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for journeying with me. We are making a difference. We are the difference. We are the difference. The Vulnerable Hero podcast, the Vulnerable Hero movement, the Vulnerable Hero message is spreading, it's growing, and it is changing the trajectory of generations. So I honor you for listening. I thank you. And I look forward to speaking with you next week on next week's podcast. Once again, I'm Lucas Mack. This is the Vulnerable Hero podcast, where I define vulnerability as the courage to experience love in its purest form. I'll talk to you on the next episode.